إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned as the purpose of His creation, and we began this series with talking about the purpose of our creation, and today the last of this series, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we've created death and life in order to examine, in order to test. يبلوكم, to test you, أيكم أحسن عملا, which of you will do the best of deeds. So I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose, which is to worship Him. And in that worship, in that living of our lives in obedience to His commands, to see and test which one of us will do that which is the best. So the comparison that is being made here is not between haram and halal, but between good deeds, but to see which one will do the best of those good deeds. So it's a higher level competition, it's a higher level test, not only between wrong and right, but between the right things, which are the ones that have the greatest virtue and the greatest value before Allah Jalla Jalalu. And in order to help us understand that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended that particular mazmoon, He entered that particular topic by saying, in the ladina yakhshawna rabbahum bil ghaib lahum maghfiratun wa ajrun kabeer. Allah said that verily the people who get the maximum reward, the people who will have the greatest reward, are those people who have the khashyat of their Rabb, who fear the displeasure of their Rabb, who fear the anger of their Rabb, who fear to displease their Rabb. Rabbahum bil ghaib, who is in the ghaib. This topic, this mazmoon, this issue of the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is not visible to us, is a mazmoon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and other places as well. Khashya ar-Rahman bil ghaib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yasin. If you think about this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His sifat of Rahmaniyat, which is the peak and maximum of mercy, and His sifat of Rububiyat, which is His quality, which is His attribute, by which He takes something which is worthless, useless, something which is nakhis, and takes it batadrij, He takes it state by state, stage by stage, level by level, to a state of perfection. So both of these sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are pointing to the ihsan, pointing to the favor that Allah Jalla Jalalu has done on us in every conceivable and possible way. And among those favors, the greatest of His favors is that He allowed us to recognize Him. He gave us iman. He opened our hearts to His noor, to His deen. And by the bi'sat of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then taught us this way, which is called Islam, which is the way of pleasing Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And the ultimate objective of all of this is to develop this khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, so that our entire lives are spent only and only in pleasing our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And so He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. So therefore, I remind myself and you that every one of our actions, we should try to measure it on this basis, to say that given the choices that I have at that particular time, which is the best action that I could have done, and did I do it? For example, at this time, the best possible action that a person can perform at the time of a fard salah is the fard salah itself. And that fard salah to be performed in the masjid, in jama'ah. So this is the best action. At this point in time, if somebody spends his time reading Quran, for example, it is not the best action. If he is doing nawafil, it's not the best action. If he is praying the fard salah in his house, the job is done, he has fulfilled what he was supposed to do, but it is not the best action. So at this particular time, the best possible action that a person could have done, that a man could have done, is to go to the masjid to do Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah. Similarly, for the rest of our lives, if we look at whatever options we have, and we have options, always we have options. Obviously, we stay away from sin, but as I said, this is a higher level test. It's not only about sin, it is about doing the best of the different options of good deeds that are available to us at that particular point in time. So, at any given point in time, when we are doing something, the question to ask is, what is the best of the deeds that I could have done at this particular point in time? You're driving your car, you have the option of using silence as a way of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as reflection. So that's one option. Another option is listening to something good. And obviously, you've got several other options. So which one do you pick? Which one is the best for you at the time? And that's the reason also why it is important to acquire knowledge, because these decisions you cannot make unless you have knowledge. So therefore, it's important also to acquire knowledge so that we can make the decisions and decide which is the best of actions for us at any given point in time. And then we choose that action. And of course, one of the best actions that a person can perform is the action of tawbah, is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu's forgiveness. The tawbah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limit. The tawbah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no boundaries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can and will forgive every single sin that we can possibly do, provided we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and we ask His forgiveness for it. Many things Allah forgives even without asking. But even the worst of sins, which are shirk and kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive if a person asks forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that specifically in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا إِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. See this ayat, see this beautiful ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat al-Karima, He is saying, O you people, O you my slaves, my ibad, who have transgressed against yourselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates and reinforces that by saying, Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Verily, He is the one who is the most forgiving and most merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to constantly do tawbah, make tawbah, because nobody is free from sin. We commit sins deliberately, knowingly. We commit sins knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. We are ashamed to commit those sins before the people, but we are not ashamed to commit those sins before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. How terrible and how bad is that? And yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you ask forgiveness, I will forgive you. And therefore, it's very important for us, let us make sure that we make tawbah, lots of tawbah. Lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, always remembering, staying in a state of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never allowing a state of forgetfulness to come upon us, even if it's for an incident. And sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his right, which is our duty as his ummati to do this. And there are so many benefits and virtues of Salat and Salam, inshallah. Today we'll send you a list of that also from Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah's book, inshallah. So very important for us to keep this in mind and inshallah try to choose the best option that we have at any given point in time, which takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which enables us to gain His pleasure, inshallah al-musta'an. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from doing that which displeases Him, because it does not harm Him, it harms us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to keep us in His mercy and to keep us in His protection from shaitan, from the shurur of the ins wal jinn, from the shurur of His makhluq. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to keep us in a state of iman, to increase our iman, keep us and make it into a state of yaqeen, and to take us in that state, in a state of sujood, in a state of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu when it's our time to meet Him, and to take take us to Him in a state where He is pleased with us and He is pleased with meeting us. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.